The Barnes Foundation is opening an exhibit of old photographs related to its renowned collection of Impressionist paintings. The photos are turn-of-the-century fine art pictures made in Paris, the same time and place where most of the Barnes collection originated. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports fine art photography at the time was trying to catch up to painting.
The Barnes collection is filled with priceless paintings by Degas, Renoir, Matisse, and others from that heady time in Paris in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. At the same time, photography was finding its feet as an artistic medium. Photography collector Michael Mattis says photographers were influenced by the abstraction of the Impressionists.
Well, I would say that the influence was mutual. One of the pictures in this show that, in fact, is the closest connection to the Barnes is taken by Degas himself. In 1895, Degas, the painter Edgar Degas, caught the camera bug. And for the next 18 months, he drove everybody crazy who came over for dinner or at a social setting by asking them to pose for his camera.
Mattis loaned several dozen photos from his private collection to the Barnes for Live and Life Will Give You Pictures, an exhibition of French photography from 1890 to 1950. It includes vintage prints of the River Seine by moonlight, crowded street scenes, aging and bejeweled matrons in bistros, and prostitutes in brothels. The photographers were using ideas developed by painters of the time, often emphasizing lines and shapes, just as their friends, they were often friends, were doing with paint. Both painters and photographers were able to change the way we look at images because of technology. Barnes executive director Tom Collins says photography lagged behind.
The kinds of subjects, like the crowd on the street, couldn't be captured in photography. You know, it was only with the advent of Kodak's smaller portable camera and roll film in 1888 that it's possible to capture the kind of fleeting and evanescent face of modernity that was so central to Impressionism.
Collins says this show of photography, a first for the Barnes, reflects the institution's mission of advancing visual literacy. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.